consumeraccess.org. Now we go to the hotline and welcome back to the show our friend Chris Jericho. Chris, how are you doing, buddy?
Early morning, man. Excited to be here as always, dude. How are you?
I'm great, and you know, you're always welcome on the show, and I wish in some cases it was under a different circumstance like today. Chris has been on the show several times to talk about wrestling, his books, his music with his band Fozzy. But yesterday, I saw it immediately when you released it, a tweet with a video of, now this is what, this is your niece, so is this your wife's family, or who is this?
It's basically my brother-in-law's sister's daughter, so my niece by marriage.
Right.
But niece all the same.
Yeah, in your family, and I gotta be honest, it doesn't matter if just this was something that I saw and didn't know the kid involved personally, I would still be appalled by it. And Chris was pleading for attention to this because there is a case where this kid is being bullied at school and nobody is doing anything about it. Now, how long ago did this start?
Well, I just found out about this on Sunday night. So if people haven't seen the clip, you can see it on Twitter at I Am Jericho. You can see it on TMZ. You can see it on WFLA. You can see it everywhere now. It's got over 600,000 views of my niece getting attacked in a organized ambush and basically getting the crap kicked out of her by one girl while a bunch of kids stand around jeering and screaming and laughing and all this sort of thing. So I found out about it on Sunday night. It happened on Wednesday. And I wanted to try and do something about it to shed some light on it, not just for my niece, but for every kid that gets bullied that doesn't have a famous uncle.
Yeah.
The clip is terrible. I mean, if you watch it, it's a brutal beatdown of a 12-year-old girl.
Let me just explain to people. There's some videos on TikTok and Instagram where there's kids fighting and it's funny and somebody gets knocked through a table and you're like, this is not it. This is hard to watch.
Yeah.
It's a girl. It is not a typical girl fight, and they are really beating this poor girl. You'd feel bad if you didn't know who they were at all. It's a hard video to watch. And the history behind it is that this girl had been getting bullied, and your family went to the school, and nothing was done about it, and to try and prevent something like this from happening.
Yeah, she was warned 2 weeks ago by the bully that the bully was coming after her, and my niece's older sister even sent messages to the principal at Mulrennan Middle School, who has since done interviews saying, we knew nothing about it. That's not true, dude. And I have the actual messages that were unanswered by the principal saying, I need to talk to you about some girls that are messing with my little sister. I know who they are, and I need to tell you. Those text messages were unanswered, and then the school is saying they didn't know, so they couldn't take action. That's a complete facade. So to me, this is something that could have been avoided. And when the actual incident went down, they did deal with the girl in question, not with the other 10 people that were gathered around in the ambush. But this could have been avoided 2 weeks ago. So my point is, now you have an issue with the school. Who did this? Who did that? This needed to have been addressed prior to a massive, brutal beatdown. And once again, not just for my niece, for kids everywhere, because I've heard now, once I posted this video, everyone's coming out of the woodwork. My child was bullied. My child was bullied. And even other parents at that school in Mulrennan said that their children were bullied. So we need to figure out a new system. When there was an issue with gun control and kids bringing guns to school and school shootings, suddenly there was security guards at schools everywhere, which was great. Bullying is the same thing. We need to have some kind of a bully monitor, some kind of someone you can go to that's not a teacher, because I would assume teachers probably are scared to get involved too with bullies, probably thinking it's not part of my job.
Yeah.
But somebody's job has to somebody has to deal with this, because this beatdown could have been a lot worse on my niece, and it is a lot worse for other kids, not just in Tampa or in Florida, but across the nation.
Yeah, and this, and again, I saw the video, and the video was appalling, but the thing is, I have kids. I have a younger kid and an older kid, and there are plenty of other people in our listening audience whose kids are going through the same thing, and they'll never, sometimes they won't tell you about it, but they need to have somebody at school that they can go to and tell, and if their complaints are falling on deaf ears, it's not going to help. Then now, more on the more drastic end, I mean, we hear about school shootings all the time, and a lot of these kids are kids who are getting bullied, and no one listened to them, and they finally got it to a boiling point, and it gets, oh, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants, even if it's a revenge thing, nobody wants that at all, for there to be this kind of violence in a school. When we're sending our kids to school, and we're putting them under the protection of other people, we want to assume that they're safe.
Yes, we have to protect our children from a physical standpoint and from a mental standpoint, too. I know, Mike, what it's like to be bullied, because I was bullied when I was in eighth grade. You don't forget that.
No.
You know, oh, Chris Jericho, you know, the GOAT, or whatever you want to say. I used to get bullied, and it sucks.
Yeah.
And to this day, you still have those mental scars. It's embarrassing. You lose your self-confidence. You lose your sense of safety. You're paranoid. You're scared of when the next attack is going to come. It's not fair. And the fact that, like I said, listen, you could say, oh, kids are kids, and there's more to the story. I don't care what the rest of the story is. I have 11 seconds of video that tells me the whole story that I need to see of a whole gang of kids ganging up and beating the crap out of another kid, defenseless by herself, whether that's my niece or not. And it could have been avoided because there was a warning given.
And not only should there be something in place where it's, you know, when this, the warning is given, they should be able to have somebody that's going to immediately react to that. Like, there should be, somebody's got to be held accountable for this. But then those other people, those other kids should really be, you know, trained to know that they can't stand around and cheer that on. This isn't Fight Club. This is and make it girls. It makes it even worse. I mean, it's a brutal fight for it. It looked like your niece was not interested in fighting at all, and sadly, she's just getting pummeled. And that's got her. I can't imagine how heartbreaking that is for her parents to watch.
Well, it's very heartbreaking, like you said, too. Okay, suspend the actual fighter. Suspend all of them. You want to send a message to kids, you're going to stand around. Listen, if I'm watching somebody get assaulted at a club or on the street, and the cops come, they're arresting everybody. You know, you're getting arrested just standing there. And listen, physically, yeah, she has a black eye. She has a smashed up lip. Okay, those heal in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Mentally, those scars last forever. They last forever. And those kids that are standing around, guess what, kids? You're now on TMZ. Everyone can see your faces, too. So that's not good for anybody involved. And once again, the worst part is it could have been avoided because there was a warning given and there was a plea reaching out. I want to talk to somebody that was left unanswered. That's where it's unacceptable to me.
Well,
you know, that's where you could have done something and you didn't. And now the school, I'm sure, is probably blindsided by 400,000 tweets and, you know, people reaching out from the news and from the radio and from, like I mentioned, TNZ, and now they're going into the defense of saying, oh, we didn't know. You did know. You could have done something about it. You didn't. And now we have a problem.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen is now that they're going to look into things, and the fact that you guys have text messages or emails or whatever is really going to make them look even worse. And this isn't just, I mean, this school is a blatant disregard for the safety of the kids, but also this is happening in all of your kids' schools. And if you're not paying attention to this and you're not policing this, you really need to start paying attention and talking to your kids, because if it's not your kid, it's somebody that they know, and you need to talk to. I'll tell you, I'm fortunate that my kid is a big kid. And I have been telling him since he was little, trying to make sure, because the same thing with me, I was always a big kid, you don't want to be that bully. And you want to not only not be a bully, but you want to make sure that you are looking out for the kids who get bullied, because that's your job. When you've been given the gift of having that size and confidence, you need to be the one that steps in and says, leave the kid alone. And a lot more kids need to start opening up their mouth about that. Any one of those kids that was standing around watching your niece get beat up could have stepped in after the first couple of seconds and helped break that fight up.
Well, but that's the thing. And the response that this has gotten has been across. I've gotten texts and calls from so many people that have seen this video in the wrestling business, in the music business. I've had two MMA fighters, including Chris Cyborg, reach out to my niece and my sister-in-law saying, I will train your child for free to help so it doesn't help again. Listen, of course, we don't want to have a whole generation of MMA fighters and their kids fighting each other. But the point is, when you get a little older as a kid, the pack mentality is out of control. We all remember that, or maybe we forgot what it was like. But when you get to be an adult, you see this. This is where problems start. This is where kids start thinking, like you mentioned, A, okay, I'm going to go back to school and I'm bringing a weapon, or I'm going to take myself out because I don't want to deal with this anymore. It's a terrible situation, and it's been happening since the beginning of time. And in this day and age with the social media, now you can shame kids. You know, there's so many things that can happen. It's not fair to the kid.
No, we need
to help protect these children physically and mentally. And like you said, if your child's involved, if you're standing around doing nothing, you are in trouble. You are guilty. You're just as bad as the one who's sitting there smacking the other kid in the face.
It's the truth. It really is. I you know, it's, we're not talking about, also, we're not being big pussies and saying that kids are never going to have a fight in school. You know, there's going to be a day where one kid has a fight with the other kid. Much different. This is something that there was a warning about that was ignored, and it's going to have long-term effects on not just your niece, but on the other kids. There's so many kids now that are afraid, and there's kids that just saw that and are afraid of that group now and don't want to go to school. And as a parent, you really need to have those conversations. Let me ask you, you have a daughter. I am telling you right now, my daughter's only 9, but this is high school, and I go to that school now, and I want to beat every one of those kids up. I mean, I really think my psychotic mind, I'd want to go and punch every one of those kids in the face.
Well, that's the thing. I have 2 daughters, and you're right, Mike, and that's the problem. What can you do? You know, and once again, there's 2 actual videos, and the other one you can see is from the other side of the other point of view. This was an organized ambush. Mm. Like you mentioned, there's fights at school. We've all been in them. One-on-one, you know, in the middle with 50 kids chanting and cheering. You know, that's hard to deal with, too, but that's one-on-one. This was not that. This was an ambush of, like I mentioned, a dozen kids at least who were waiting for my niece and her little brother, who was pushed aside and didn't know what to do because he's just a little guy as well. You know, he's going to feel those effects, too. And you mentioned, yes, do I want to go to the school? I know who the kid is. I have all of her social media information. What can I do? You know what I mean? And all I can do is try and shed some light onto it. And now you're into a tug of war, he said, she said, with the actual school itself, with the Hillsborough County School Board, you know, and it's like, where does it end? And it sucks. It sucks all across the board.
And they should be embarrassed. They should be thoroughly embarrassed that they let this get to this, and it's not. And I want to repeat what you said before. It's not always the teachers. The teachers are there to teach your kids. They're not babysitters. There is people in the offices and the principals and stuff. They're the ones who are in charge of, if they have a heads up on something like this, to get it done. There's counselors there. There's security there. There's things that they can do to go out and stop something like this from happening. And I'm sure the teachers see it every day and are probably just as frustrated with it. It's appalling, and I'm glad you shared it. And had you not been Chris Jericho and you'd been somebody else in our listening audience who sent it to me, I'd still want to talk to that person and still shed some light on this, because these are our kids. And I send 2 kids off to school every day, and every day I'm worried about how that day is going to go. And I'm sure every parent feels the same way. And when you see something like this, it's absolutely heartbreaking. And to know that it could have been avoided should be embarrassing for the school. And hopefully you shedding light on it will cause them to change a policy and let other schools figure out, hey, we need to do something about this.
Well, and that's why I did this, Mike. It happens all the time. Whenever, you know, something goes down, if you get ripped off or something like that, most companies don't care. But because I have 13 million social media followers, whenever I post something, I get results. Listen, yes, it's great to be Chris Jericho and to have that kind of pull, shall we say. But yeah, I'm doing it because other people don't have that pull. Other people don't have, like I mentioned before, a famous uncle that can get some results. So, yeah, it's great that I was able to do this, but I'm doing it for anybody that's ever been bullied in this area or anywhere that's seen this video. We need to try and help and stop this. And if I can do my part by putting some clout onto it, I'm going to continue to do it. And this is not something where it goes up, you know, on a Monday and we forget about it on a Wednesday. I'm going to follow through with this. I have all the evidence I need to get more results. And like I said, I have the unanswered messages for the principal of that school. Anybody wants to see him, I got him right here. So let's figure out a way to make sure this doesn't happen again to my niece or any other kid in Mulrennan Middle School or anybody in the Hillsborough County School District or elsewhere.
Oh, and also, if I was the parent of that other kid, the kid who did the punching, I'd be whipping that kid's ass today.
Well, no, but there's more to it, though, Mike. The mother of the child that was beating up my niece then grabbed my niece and yelled at her as well afterwards.
Oh, now we got to go down there.
Yeah, that's another issue with bullies. The parents are usually jack-offs, too, and we have another example of this. And I have all the evidence once again. So there's nothing you can say or do, because if you want to see it, I'll be happy to show the world that evidence as well.
Listen, I appreciate you shedding light on this as a father. And if you need anything in the future, if this takes any turns, you know you're always welcome to come on this show, so you have a local voice to get out on the air. And I appreciate you doing this. I want other parents to pay attention to this. I'm going to post the video. I retweeted the video yesterday on Twitter, and I'll take it and put it on our Facebook page so the people who don't have Twitter can see it. This is something that everybody needs to pay attention to and know that this is what your kids are facing every day, and that something needs to be, you need to open up that line of communication with them and try to do your best to get to know what's going on in their lives to stop, because the two results after this, whether it be a revenge thing or a suicide thing, are the two things you absolutely don't want. Chris, thank you, man. And also, while we have you on the air, may we just say that we were all marveling during the break at how shredded you are right now.
Unbelievable.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, I went and did some diets and all this sort of thing. I lost about 35 pounds in January. So there you go, baby. Shredded up. Ready to rock it.
Hey, good job on this, Chris. I appreciate you as a father doing this. And if you need us for anything, we're here, bro.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Keep your kids safe. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Yeah, this is thanks, Chris. This is something that I think about, because I remember what it was like for me. So I'm sure we all have bullying stories, but when I was in sixth grade, I had this kid who was an eighth grader who wasn't even very big, but he was real loud, and he, for some reason, didn't like me, and he would just wait for me after school and want to fight me. And I had no confidence. I was a chubby sixth grader, and this kid would follow me to the bus stop and push me around, and I didn't know what to do, and I was taking karate at the time, and my mother said, talk to your karate teacher. So I went in there, and I said, hey, this kid's bullying me at school, and my mom said to talk to you, and he goes, we do self-defense here. I go, I know, but he's kicking my ass every day. He goes, well, I don't want to get you in trouble, but I said, my mom said to talk to you, and he was like, all right, then let's do a couple of things. So he taught me some defensive moves that would stop me from getting punched, but then also would require me to be kicking this kid. And even though I already knew these simple things in my head, the confidence that guy gave me to do it. So the next day, this kid confronted me in the hallway, in the stairwell, and during a period change, so there were a lot of kids around, and he pushed me, and I sized up against him, and he went to come at me, and I kicked him right in the nuts. And he fell down the stairs. It was straight out of a movie where the nerd gets revenge and everybody cheers, you know? His name is Marcello Mazza. I kicked him in the nuts, and he fell backwards down the stairs. And Sister Carmel grabbed me and took me to the office, and she said, this boy kicked another boy in the groin, to the principal. And the principal said, is this true? And I said, yeah. I said, the guy, you know, he's been bothering me. So they called my mother. And my mother said, this kid has been terrorizing my son for weeks, and he told his teacher, and he told everybody, just laughed it off. And now he kicks the guy's ass, and you guys are mad? It's not fair. So for me, it was a good thing, because I walked away from it the victor. The kid never bothered me again, and my mother had my back. But for many kids, like this poor, imagine, like I say this all the time, I will sit in bed at night and I will go, I can't believe I let that guy hit me. Like, that's why I feel like if somebody hit me, I have to hit him back, because I will go out of my mind. Imagine how this poor girl feels knowing that she got beat up, all the other kids were around, the parent was involved, and she's just laying there with a black eye. I mean, she probably feels embarrassed, she feels sad, she feels betrayed by some people, and she probably never wants to go back to that school again. So what are her options? They take her out of the school, or does she get into a big depression and start thinking about what else she wants to do? That's what you want to avoid. And fortunately for Jericho, he is famous, and he is able to get some stuff done and shed some light on this. And if anything, first of all, the school needs to get their act together, but all schools need to pay attention and know that this is happening, and there needs to be, you know, everybody's like, oh, we have guidance counselors and all this stuff. That never works. There needs to be somebody that you can go to that no matter how the claim is, they have to go and vet it, and they have to keep an eye on it, and they have to know that this was coming. You can't just ignore it. I appreciate him coming on the air today, and I will get that video up on our Facebook page here during the break. Joe, I think, has it on Bone TV. Yeah, and it is on Twitter. I retweeted it yesterday. You can go find it. And, of course, Chris Jericho tweeted it out. I am Jericho. We have to take a break. I see all your phone calls, people saying that their kids are getting bullied and all that. Please let me get some commercials, and I'll come back and grab the calls. It's Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.